Blog Talk Radio.
Doing out there tonight. He's coming to you live from Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of The Devil Workshop, The Revival of the Roman Empire, Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in Temple Mount. And you can find it at Barnes & Noble, Books of Millions, and Amazon.com. All right. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. I'm just going to put together a little show for y'all tonight, or just to talk to you about the Illuminati, the New World Order, End Times, America, worship and worship of God. You know, this is what's going on in our world, you know, because we're living in a time where a lot of us seem to be feeling a state of confusion, but with good reason. You know, I was looking at what Paul talked about when he opened up, and I'm going to start in Colossians. I mean, not Colossians, it's Chronicles. First Chronicles, just talking about how there's some people that have always been around, and for the life of me, I can tell you right now, and I have never, ever thought I would be in this position to understand the events as they go on. I've spent my days in you know, these last couple of days just with thinking, you know, as a man, at the age of 30, it seems like everything becomes real to you. You begin to really realize your responsibility, and in the culture of the Jewish culture, I don't like the Jewish ISH. I'm not going to get into that, but that's somebody who's practicing a culture that belongs to another person. But yet, at the age of 30, a man becomes of an age of knowledge, of the understanding what must be done. His life becomes more realer to him. To where I'm at, the last stage is like 49, 50. You know, you get around there, and then you're trying to look back over your life on what it has been. What have you contributed to this world? What have you done? Where is it headed? You know, this is the things you have in your mind. And by us being born in a particular state and time, you know, at the time we're born in right now, we're the people of the end. And so we have different things happen. We have different feelings, emotions, and we can't always explain them, but we know something is going on in our environment, our world. And I was thinking about Paul, one of my favorite writers in the Bible, the Second Thessalonians. And Paul, he wrote something to the people of the church, because you know you listen to a lot of stories. It depends on if you've ever been around what you call church people. And then it's the world people who tells you about, they've been saying the end was going to come all the way back then. But then at the same time, God has put people here to really understand the times. And I'm going to Second Thessalonians, but he said in Chronicles, my people, First Chronicles 12:32. He says, "Now the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time, see, understanding the time, understanding the events that were going on in their time, to know what Israel ought to do. And the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command." And then he talks about and Zebulun, such as went forth to battles, expert in war, and with all instruments of war, 50,000 which could keep rank if they were not of a double heart, as we see in the world today. People seem not to know which direction they headed. One day they want to serve God, next day they want to serve the devil. But the God has always been good, because there's always been people he put here. Now, I look at my very beginning of my walk, and I had never really chose God. I can be honest and say I have not chose God. God chose me. Because I remember when this came to me, when I was down in the streets of L.A. growing up, and everybody always asks about me writing my story, but it's like, why would I write a story of crime? You know, I have no desire to tell about the ills and the woes of what happened then, you know, even down to the port of our government, because like I said, when we deal with the Illuminati as well as the New World Order, even down to our government, who has got think tanks, and they have established ways to figure out people. So as in the black community, which we have never really been smiled upon in this nation, no matter what people say, even with a black president, and he's really an African-American, he's not from the same geographical location as I am. You know, his father's actually African. You know, we're dealing with Hamites and stuff. And I know my descendants, which is the Shemite, you know, that's where Abram, which comes the name Abraham, come from. I mean, not Abraham, but Hebrew. So we're two different people, but yet we're black people. Okay, that's the thing there. But as we have moved around in time and the things have happened, you know, we born in the time, I was walking in the streets of LA, and God told me he had something for me to do. And reality was, I thought I was going to, like a fairy tale, I was going to click my heels and be there. I didn't know the events of my life, you know, what all it would go through in this time. You know, I really didn't know that. I couldn't foresee the turns of events and then all the conditions I would live in, but yet hold on to the word of God. I've learned no matter how you're feeling, no matter what you feel, you got to keep pushing forward. I learned that you got to believe in God. What else is there? You know, I think about a cousin I have, and I take my hat off, because to me he's stronger, way stronger than I am. I'm like, I couldn't have dealt with so much that he's dealt with, because all the stuff that happened in my circle and death has always been outside of my circle. I never had to deal with it on a personal level, so it's always been easier for me to deal with, because I'm not looking at family members. And I take my hand out because I think this person is going to come up and be a real strong man of God, because that's the only thing I can see, all that pressure. You know, and I look at how God works, and I'm like, God sometimes works, and we don't always understand it, but he works through that. He works, that's how he builds that person. That person is going to either build you up to destroy you, and you normally see that because you see him taking all these destructive routes out of here. You know, he'll build you up to do something with you, and you'll get stronger over the period of time. And you'll begin to understand your plan for life. Everybody has come here with a plan for their life. You're not just here to be here. You're either here for good or you're either here for evil. And the sad thing is, we're born in the time of the end. You know, I was thinking about Paul, and I'm going there. Paul in 2 Thessalonians, you know, because I was talking about the church people, and you hear people in the world say, hey, it's been telling us all this time about the world going to come to an end. We've been hearing that since ever in the day. You know, they always talk about the world going in. Man, come on, man. Miss me with that. You know, that's normally what you hear. That's normally what you really hear. And people really feel they're correct, not understanding the kingdom of God, not understanding how what we've been taught in the word versus what was really being taught in the beginning, how there has been, a way of they're trying to put it in the word where they have actually changed what the message was, because Christ's first message was never a church. Nobody seems to understand that word church is not the word ecclesia. Ecclesia cannot be translated as church because that means called out one. You know, I have, cause me not being a Greek major, I know Takusku, where it means Lord, with a lower L, or ruler's house. See, they have figured out how to mass manipulate the people using the word church. You know, really, we are assembling together as a nation. And I don't want to get us lost, because I can see if I keep going that way, I'm going to take us off in a whole other direction. But 2 Thessalonians, so Paul was talking to these men back in the day. Because, see, they were worried about the ending of time. But what he did, 2 Thessalonians, that's where I'm at, with chapter 2, what he did, he began to tell them the end could not be until you've seen these events. What were those events? He says, and now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the gathering together unto him, you know, that time has come. He said that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us. In other words, as from them. He said, as the day of Christ is at hand, as it already pressed. See, so he's not telling them that it was present then. Look what he tells them. He said, let no man deceive you, verse 3. Let no man mislead you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a what? A falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He's talking about the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God sitting in the temple of God, talking about the Temple Mount, that he sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So before that can happen, before we can have an end, these events must take place. So it's not they have not been telling people it's going to come all the time. That's not true. Because if you listen to Paul told you, he said there's some specific things that must take place. And he said that when those things happen, then you know the end is really here. And we're seeing that. We're seeing no place of worship no more. You go to worship, you may well go to a club. You listen to gospel music, man, just turn me on some rap because that mess is whack. Okay? That's what we're hearing today. That's what we're seeing and experiencing today. You know, if you want to deal with these people that so-called church people, it says perilous times shall come, dangerous times. Why? You know? And let me stick to the particular point. I'm going to go look at that perilous time. They're going to show you something about that falling away. And this is Matthew 24:3. And he said, and as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Notice, pay close attention that there will be no man to deceive you. For many shall come in my name, as I am Christ, that shall deceive many. I live in the South. There's almost a church on every God. It's almost a church. Excuse me, people. There's almost a church on every block. And what I mean by that, you go down a block, you got a church. You go down another block, you got a church. And so when you look at it, which one is right? There's only one spirit, so how many truths are there? Everybody claiming to have the truth. It says they should come in his name and deceive many. We're the Christ, we're the house of God, we're the house of God. And you're going and all you see in all these places, con shows, people hustling you for your money, you know, hustling your time, you know, valuable time you can be spending with your loved ones before this is all over. And I'm not speaking against the kingdom of God. Believe me. Understand, I just say church because church, like I said, the word that comes out, the word ecclesia cannot be translated into that. The called out ones, the assembly together in ourselves as a nation waiting on Christ. And then you have out here all these other things that's going on in another group of people that are working through the political means, through your educational system, through your TV that you're watching. I was reading a book, and I'm not a fan of the guy, but he had some valid points about this humanism that is overtaking our world. And one of the things is the battle for the human mind. And this is Tim Leahy. He wrote that. That was a beautiful book. I read it from cover to cover. How they were battling to capture your mind. And then there's the battle for the family at this present time. You know, it's not just present time because all of it's going on right now, because it's all happening at one time. And so the battle for the family, you see, we're losing the value of the traditional family. God has never established that. You can go back in the very beginning of time and understand that really God established for us to only have one woman and one wife. It was never to be a man and man situation, a woman and woman situation. If it was so, you would procreate. You can't create. So how is that even possible? Now, if you want to live in that state of mind, it's a perverse state of mind like all these other sins, but as yet, he put it on the level of an abomination. It's not a correct way of life, you know, when you're looking at that. And so you have to really think about what's happening. And then not only they're fighting to take over your family, they're infringing on your raising your children. See, this is where the Illuminati's come in. Because, see, the Illuminati's what they're dealing with. And I was looking at, and there's a great book called The New World Order. It just broke down what I really was already looking at, but not understanding this group of Illuminati's, because people bring that Illuminati's and Jay-Z. And I'm like, man, go on with that garbage, man. I don't listen to that kind of stuff. You're talking to the wrong person. And then I seen some heads of state. And I understand, because you got to understand the difference between the Illuminati's and the Masons. And I'm still in the book. I ain't going nowhere. The Bible tells us what's going to happen, but it doesn't always tell you what's going to be the facilitator, what's going to bring it to pass. Okay, so I'm looking at these guys, the Illuminati's, the enlightened ones, and there was a I'm not, because I had to go to the page, and I'm not going to stop and go to the page right now in the New World Order, but there was a lady who brought about what they call the Theosophy Club or the Theosophy Society. And so she went and looked to find out a way to bring about what was the first world dominance. You know, not, he did, me slow it down, because the first world, after the flood, there was a man named Nimrod. Nimrod dominated the world, not the known world, but the entire world. Everybody, according to chapter 10 and 11, was under control of Nimrod. And they desire to have that same culture. You know, so you get the Illuminati's, which is going to infiltrate your educational system. You know, your fraternities, which comes really how you fall into the Masonry. Masonry, where the people realize that they're just giving homage and acknowledgement of Nimrod. He was the first one to ever run the world altogether, not just the known world, but the world. Okay, and I don't want to get too far and get people lost off, but so these things happen. You know, they're in our community now. This is why we're the battle for the mind, because, see, their thing is how to subjugate man under their control and their rule and their law. You know, that's what's really going on in our world right now. And so we are at the end of this time where the church itself has become a playground of Satan. You can't go there and get the word of God. You get all kinds of stuff. I like, it's such a disgrace. I'm like, I was looking at the gospel award. I like, man, are you serious? I like, since when women stand up shaking their butt and they call it a praise team, pray, whatever they call that crap. Like, it's garbage. You know, and I believe in holiness. I believe in living righteously. I believe the biggest problem we have failed to reverence God. We're looking at our nation. Our nation is falling. Look at the presidential race, and a lot of people are feeling, in a sense, like it's like a lost feeling. But reality has it. You know, our world is ending as we know it. You know, it really is, and it's like a world that is dying, but yet you're stuck in it. What do? You know, we're living in a dying world. We get up every day, and we put on these faces, and we smile, put on our game face, and go out that door. You know, candidates says, God darn, are you serious? Are these guys, you talking about letting these people in? And I'm not a fan of this country, because I understand there's a coming kingdom. But at the same time, this is where you live at. You know, this is where you live at. And so you have all these other people trying to bring about their own society, the Illuminati's and the Masons, bring about their own community, their own type of government that's absent of God, humanism ruling the world. We no longer have to go by the old ways. You know, we can just do it the way we feel. There is no consequences, as if there is no God. You know, that's the only way your mind can fathom that kind of garbage that they deal with. You know, another book to read, and it all tied together for you, is Alexander Hepslot, The Tale of Two Babylon in the New World Order. And you'll begin to understand how Masons, when they say that, they don't know they're giving homage to the great faith, the first Antichrist, which is Nimrod, and Semiramis, which is his mother, who brought about these secret societies and secret ways to bring together these people and to bring down the bounds. That's what Satan or the Antichrist boast will be. His boast is going to be how he broke borders. He brought the world together. And so men, some men are feeling something. They don't know what they're feeling. And Luke 21 says, and then shall be signs in the sun. And we've had 2 years of signs in the sun. These lunar eclipse. And then in the moon, lunar eclipse is actually the moon. The solar eclipse is the sun. But it says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity in the seas of war and all the stuff we've seen. Now, but look at man's condition and man's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. And for the power of heaven shall be shaken. It said, when they shall see the Son of Man, now this is the end, when they shall see the Son of Man coming in cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, for us who really believe and who go stand and endure these times, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draw near. In other words, Christ. If you actually have undergone the born-again experience, then your redemption draw near. But don't you see everybody around you falling apart? Those who don't know no better don't realize this is the event of Christ. This is the things he's warning us. God is a fair God. So therefore, our world is falling apart. Everything that we had confidence in, we're beginning to see collapse. You know, we see these people establishing something new, a new government, and that they call the New World Order, the Illuminati's and the Masonry. Don't understand where it's leading. It's leading to the mark of the beast. You see the Pope out. You see him making all the right religious connections and bringing everybody together, but nobody seems to realize the Bible says Satan is the father of all lies. Why can't he bring together all his false teaching? It comes from him. And so he's telling everybody, him and an Orthodox guy over there in Russia, Orthodox Church, with the Pope, the Vatican, the Roman Catholic, saying that they need to come together with a team for terrorism. You know. So the Bible lives no perplexities. We've seen the economic situation unfolding before our eyes. We can't have no more confidence in that system. How long should it last? And then so he said, our redemption draw nigh. But how are you going to be redeemed if you never enrolled? If you have never taken time out to be born again, he said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, so you're talking about, I'm talking about John 3 and 5, the gospel. Except, now there's another way around it. If you ain't born of water and spirit, and you find that water and spirit in Acts 2.38. Acts 2.38 said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, how? In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There's water and spirit. Acts 4 and 12 tells you, it says, neither is our salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Then you have Revelations 1 and 5, washed us from our sins in his own blood. So if Acts 2.38 is where you find remission of sins, then you found the blood and you know how to apply it to your life. That is the same commandment that was given to the Gentiles on in Cornelius dell'Italion in chapters 10. And Day of Pentecost was the kingdom of God had started. And they talk about the coming. We're waiting now. We're awaiting the physical kingdom. But at the same time, we must endure all these hardships on this world until this is all over. You know, it's not something that's going to be a quick fix. You know, it'd be nice if it was something like that, but it's just not. Our world is coming apart, and I know many of you get up every day and you're looking at your condition. You know, how are you living? You know, you really don't have no answers. You don't have no place to go. You know, if you had a church where you can go release yourself, you know, or assembly where you guys can join together in true worship, not worship of man in voluntary humility. You know, the church has really been taken over by the devil, or the assemblies have been taken over by the devil, because you go there and you come out of there, you're disoriented. You're distraught. You know, you don't have no place to go. And so nowadays you live out here in this world by yourself. You know, and that was part of the signs, though. That's what he told you. Paul told us. These things couldn't happen until they had fallen away first. Then the Antichrist got to put his face up there. Then shall the end come. But before that, you cannot have no end, and we're right there. The false prophet in chapter 13 is on the move. The book, chapter 13 of Revelation, has been written in reversal. And so when you look at it, it's starting around 11, it tells you who's going to introduce the Antichrist to the world. And the Pope is out running around, Pope Francis running out around the world uniting everybody. Okay? And he talks about that falling away first, and that's 2 Timothy in 3. Okay? Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about a falling away, but here's the description of that falling away in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. It says, "This know also, that in the last days, in these end times, perilous times shall come, dangerous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, hate you because you're righteous, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form," notice this, "having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." In other words, the facilitator, the word of God, they don't have to be bound to this. That's old-fashioned. Women preachers is something of old time. See, they're not respecting the word of God, nor the power of God. "Even from such turn away, for of this or," notice this, this is not talking about your labor, it's talking about your actual preacher. "For of this sort are they which have crept into houses and led captive silly women laden with sins, led with diverse lusts." Look at this. "They ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now as Joannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so will these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith." You see, preachers, that great falling away, rejects, fighting truth. They don't want to hear truth. This is what they're doing. And if you ever want to read a good book of this, God blessing to me, and it's called The Devil Workshop. It highlights and details the real teaching, not what they're teaching, but what the scripture teaches, not outside of the Bible, but inside the Bible. The Devil Workshop, The History of the Church, and The Rise of the Cult. And then my other book, if you want to see a world government, is called The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Return of the Rise of the Antichrist, and The Return of Christ. And my last book called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation and Temple Mount. All these books God has actually blessed me with. It's not something I just wrote off the top of my head. And you can sit there and actually get a clear scriptural understanding of what I'm talking about. And then there's your Bible. Study it all the time. Over all, whatever man says, stick to the word of God. And remember, you got to be born again. If you're not born of water spirit, you ain't baptized in Jesus' name, you have never enrolled in the program, so don't expect to get your diploma at the end of the day. In other words, don't expect eternal life if you've never done what is required to have eternal life. Thank you guys again for coming out live to Revolutionary Gospel News. If you ever miss my shows, you can always catch them in the archive. Once again, this is Joseph Smith, and this is Revolutionary Gospel News. Y'all have a great night.